From Washington, this is VOA News. Kenya's Kenyatta charges dropped by international court. U.S. completes an important test flight. I'm Vincent Roos, reporting from Washington. The International Criminal Court has dropped charges of crimes against humanity against Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta. Kenyatta supporters cheered after the decision was announced Friday, 2 days after the court set a deadline for prosecutors to either strengthen or drop charges against President Kenyatta. ICC prosecutor Fatou Bensouda said in a written statement that lack of cooperation from the Kenyan government has had a severe impact on the case. A new spacecraft that is intended to take U.S. astronauts back to the moon and beyond has returned from its test flight, earning rave reviews from U.S. space scientists. The unmanned spacecraft made two orbits of the Earth at an altitude more than 14 times higher than the International Space Station on Friday. William Gerstenmaier is with NASA.
And again, I caution us all, we'll dig through the data. The first look looks really good from a data standpoint, but we'll dig through all the data and make sure that everything is there. We'll definitely learn some things from this flight. That's why it was a test flight. It will really help us as we take those next steps into the solar system with humans.
Ashton Carter, a former deputy Pentagon chief, has been named to lead the U.S. Defense Department. U.S. President Barack Obama nominated Carter Friday at the White House, and Carter accepted the nomination, recognizing U.S. Defense Forces.
To the greatest fighting force the world has ever known, to you, I pledge to keep faith with you and to serve our nation with the same unflinching dedication that you demonstrate every day.
Carter has served as second in command at the Pentagon from 2011 to 2013. This is VOA News. United Nations human rights experts are calling for a review of policing in the United States after two separate cases in which white police officers were not charged for killing unarmed black men. The UN Special Rapporteur on Minority Issues, Rita Isaac, said in a statement Friday that the two grand jury decisions leave many with legitimate concerns relating to a pattern of impunity when the victims of excessive use of force come from African American or other minority communities. The most widely publicized incident was Darren Wilson, a police officer in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson, Missouri, who shot and killed an 18-year-old named Michael Brown during a street confrontation in August. The latest case causing public outrage is that of Eric Garner, who died in July after a New York City police officer put him in a chokehold. A Sunni militant commander in Syria, who has pledged allegiance to Islamic State, has threatened to retaliate against Lebanese Shiites for the arrest of his wife and children in Lebanon. Abu Ali al-Shishnani said in a video statement that Shiite women and children will be legitimate targets. Shishani is flanked by two masked gunmen in the video, which could not be independently verified as authentic. Lebanese authorities say his real name is Anas Sharkas. China's former national security chief, Zhang Yongkang, has been arrested and stripped of his Communist Party membership. The official Xinhua news agency listed accusations of leaking state secrets and taking bribes against Zhao, the highest-level Chinese Communist official to be prosecuted in more than three decades. Rights advocates say the decision by the International Criminal Court Friday to drop charges against Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta is a blow to international justice. Lisa Bryant takes a look at the implications from Paris.
The decision to drop charges against President Uhuru Kenyatta was announced Friday in a short written statement by the International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor. Fatou Bensouda blamed the Kenyan government for failing to provide what she called crucial assistance. She also cited other roadblocks, including allegedly false media reports and efforts to intimidate would-be witnesses. Her statement came 2 days after ICC judges gave prosecutors a week to either strengthen their case or drop their charges against Kenya's president. Mr. Kenyatta faced crimes against humanity charges. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Hundreds of thousands of people in the Philippines evacuated coastal villages and landslide-prone areas Friday, a day before a powerful typhoon is expected to hit the country. Weather forecasters warn that Typhoon Hagupit is expected to blast into the central Philippines late Saturday. More on all of these stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.